Right. Good evening. Tonight's shiur is dedicated for Schus Miriam Bas Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi, whose Yom Haledus is this evening, tomorrow. This Shabbos, B'Shalach, Shabbos Shira, Parsha of the Mon, the laning of Kriyas Yamsuf, the laning of Shvi Shel Pesach, the laning of Purim, the last nine psukim, a very unique parasha, always read and smack in the middle of the days of Shovivim. And in fact, this week we complete the fourth week of Shovivim, which stands for Shin Vav Beis Beis, Shmos Va'era Bo B'Shalach. That's the root of the word in the singular. It's a Shovev, one who strays, is called a Shovev. And the objective is to turn around the word Shovev to the word Beshuv, so that we can experience the Shir HaMa'alos, Beshuv Hashem Es Shivas Tzion. The return of Tzion depends on the Tikkun of Shovavim, as all the Sfarim tell us. V'sechazena Einenu Beshuvecha L'Tzion Beracham. And the Tikkun Ho'enayim is Mahapech Shovev to Beshuv. The pasuk says, "Ki ayin ba'ayin yiru b'shuv Hashem Tzion." Shovev becomes b'shuv when we return, and that's the whole objective, as we mentioned during these weeks, to leave Mitzrayim and to return to Yerushalayim. And this Shabbos is called Shira. The goal is to be able to sing. L'hoidais l'shem kodshecha, as mentioned in the previous weeks, the kabetzeinu min hagoyim l'hoidais l'shem kodshecha. When one is misakein Tikkun HaBris, which refers to the two tikkunim of Bris HaLoshein and Bris HaMa'or, one is able to sing. And therefore, in the midst of Shovavim, we have the Shabbos called Shira. We're able to sing. As we leave Paroi, the Pera, we leave Mitzrayim. Vayah Yisrael is Mitzrayim Meis. Mitzrayim is dead. There's no longer the threat of Mitzrayim, the Meitzah, the Tumah of Mitzrayim, then a Yid is Zeicha to sing. But this parasha is not only the Shira of Moshe Rabbeinu. This Shabbos we also read the Shira of Devaira. Atoshar Devaira Ubarak is one of the nine Shiros that was sung throughout our history. And in one Shabbos we read the Shira of B'Shalach, Oz Yashir, which is read every day, and the Shira of Devaira, where the Haftorah here, according to Minhag Ashkenaz, is to start before the Shira. We start from the whole episode of Devorah, Barak, the battle of Sisera, the king known as Yovin Melech Kena'an, and his general Sisera, the Sar Tzva Yovin, and how they battle with the help of Yoel Eshes Chever Akeni. And then we read the Shira of Devorah. What's the connection between the Shira of Devaira, besides the obvious that it's a Shira and belongs when we read Shabbat, when we lay in Oz Yashir? What's the connection to the time that we're in now, to the days of Shovavim and to Chodesh Shvat? Also, this Shabbos we're introduced to Yehoshua ben Nun. At the end of the parasha, which happens to be the Kriya of Purim, which in a normal year, this Shabbos, which is the Shabbos before Tu B'Shvat is the 30 days before Purim, this year Purim Katan, we're introduced to the individual known as Yehoshua. V'ayoyme Moshe el Yehoshua, b'char lanu anoshim v'tzehi lochem ba'amolek. Why is Yehoshua chosen to battle Amolek? This parasha begins with a pasuk that the Arachayim and all the Mepharshim have a very difficult time with, because it sounds Chaviyochel Chas V'Shalom as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in doubt. Vayihi B'Shalach Paro Yasa'om V'Lo Yinochem Elokim Derech Eretz Plishtim Ki Koroivu. Hashem does not lead Klal Yisrael via the land of the Philistines, because it's nearby. And as Rashi says, really, if it's nearby, then that's the way we should go. But because Koroivu, as Mepharshim say, either because the Pelishtim were so similar to the Mitzriim, Hashem didn't want them to pass through a similar kind of people. The Pelishtim, the Mitzriim are related. They're all Bnei Chum. So he took them in a roundabout way. Ki Omar Elohim pen yinochem ha'om. Perhaps the people will have second thoughts. They'll change their minds. V'shovu Mitzroim. It sounds from this pasuk as if Hashem is not sure what to do. Ki Omar Elohim pen yinochem ha'om. Ein sofek klapei shmaya. What's the sofek here? And as a result, Vayasev Elohim as ha'om derech hamidbar yamsuf. There are many terutzim given to this question. The Tzvila Tzadik, the Dineva, says a beautiful teretz al pipshat, that the pasuk is not to be read that way. He says, and he continues with the question of the Or HaChaim, why it says Vayhi b'shalach paro yasa'am v'loy nocham. It should have said Vayhi b'shalach paro yasa'am loy nocham Elohim. What's the vav? He says the Torah is telling us it wasn't Chas v'Shalom that Hashem had any doubts. It was Paro who thinks that Hashem has a doubt. Vayihi b'shalach Paro yasa'am. When Paro sends the people and he sees that v'loy nochem elikim derech eretz polishtim, despite that kikoroiv hu, so Paro in his mind says, oh, ki amar elohim pen yinochem ha'am b'raisam ulchama v'shavim mitzrayma. He, Hashem, in other words, Paro still doesn't recognize the magnitude. He doesn't recognize who Hashem is yet. And he says, oh, Hashem obviously is not sure how to take the Jews out of Mitzrayim. Hashem is still afraid to take them through the land of the Pelishtim, which means that they're still under the influence of Mitzrayim, and therefore we'll have a chance to bring them back. And this is all part of the plan. Hashem wanted Paro to think that, which is why Vayasev Elohim es ha'am derech hamidbar yamsuf. That's how the Tzvila Tzadik answers the question of the Or HaChaim, that it wasn't Chas v'Shalom that Hashem has a suffix. It's Paro who's matil the suffix. The next pasuk, the pasuk says, "Vayasev Elohim es ha'am derech hamidbar yamsuf," and then "Vachamushim olu bnei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim." We know there are many interpretations to "Vachamushim olu bnei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim." The literal is that they went up armed, as Rashi brings here. There's also the drashas Chazal that one out of every five died in Mitzrayim, or some say one out of every 50. And those were the Rishei Yisrael that died during Machas Choshech. Those who didn't want to go out of Mitzrayim. As Rashi says, Lehoyoroitzim Lotzeis, the Rishoyim, four out of every five, right, four-fifths. That means one out of every five left Mitzrayim. Sorry, correct. Or some say one out of every 50 left, and the rest died during Machas Choshech. Then there's the interpretation of the Zohar, V'chamushim, Al-Tikri Chamushim, Al-Chamishim. Chamishim is from the Lashon 50. That when they went out of Mitzrayim, they experienced the Shar Hanun, which is the highest level that a human can reach, the Shar Hanun of Kedusha, the Shar Hanun of Bina, which L'cha'ira, these two pshatim, don't seem to be connected at all. Chamushim, to say that one out of every five left Mitzrayim indicates that four-fifths of Klal Yisrael sinned, didn't deserve to go out, and died during Makas Choshech, and then we're saying that the Bnei Yisrael went out and was zoicha to the aliyah of the Shar Hanun. And the next pasuk, Vayikach Moshe es atzmos Yosef imay. Moshe takes the bones of Yosef with him, for he made his brothers swear that they make their children swear, as Rashi says, that when pokoy yivkoy elikim eschem, the ha'alisem es atzmosai mizeh itachem. And the Mefarshim ask, why is this pasuk said here? This pasuk should be in the previous parasha where it talks about the Jews leaving Mitzrayim. They left already. Moshe didn't take the bones now. They're already out of Mitzrayim. Should have said this before in Parshas Boy. The Gemara learns out Chiyas HaMesim Min HaTorah from this week's Parsha. Oz Yashir Moshe. It says it in the future tense. Yashir. Yashar Lo Yine'em Ar Ela Yashir Mikan Let Chiyas HaMesim Min HaTorah. We also find in this Parsha the Parsha of the Mon, which is, it's known that many say the Parsha of the Mon every day as a school of a Parnassa. We read the Parsha of the Mon always in the days of Shoivavim, in the Chodesh of Shvat. Shvat is the Chodesh of Osher, according to one opinion, as mentioned last week. Osher, may Osher Shmeina Lachmai. Shmeina Lachmai. His bread was fat, his food, he was Zeichet to Shamnunis, Parnassa, Shmeina is Begematria Parnassa. May Osher Shmeina Lachma Behu Yitain Madane Melech. What does Shvat have to do with Parnassa, and why are we reading about the month, the Parsha of Parnassa here in Beshalach, in Shabbos Parsha, in Shabbos Shira. And then, of course, we come to the story of Amalek, another Suffolk. Suffolk, Amalek is Begematria Suffolk. The Parsha begins with a Suffolk. Paroi is Matal Sfeikus. Pen Yinochem Ha'om. Ki Omer Elikim Pen Yinochem Ha'om. And at the end of the parasha, Hayesh Hashem Bekirbeinu Im Oyin, which is what results in Vayavoy Amalek, Amalek Begematria Suffolk, Sfeikus in Amuna. In a parasha where Klal Yisrael reached the highest level of Amuna, Vayaminu Bahashem with Moshe Avdai, Dafka in this week's parasha. And not only that, but the Simon, to remember how many psukim this parasha has, 116 psukim, equal to the words Yad Emuna, as it says here in the Simon at the end of the parasha. Vayi Yodav Emuna ad Boi Hashomesh. This is the parasha of Emuna, and yet in this parasha are the Sfeikus, Amalek, and Paroi, Pen Yinochem Ha'om B'Roysa Melchama V'Shova Mitzrayma. To connect all of this to the time we're in now, as mentioned last week, Shvat, the 11th month, corresponds to the 11th Halleluka in the last Mizmor of Tehillim, where there are 12 Hallelukas. Tells us the Shibale Halekut. It's quoted by the Beis Yosef in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. So Halleluhu B'Tzilzalei Seruah. Seruah is Shvat. We mentioned last week, Makkas Arba. Arba was in Shvat, according to the Kedushas Levi, and the Zohar begins Parshas Voy with the words Ashrei Ha'am Yodei Seruah. Because Ma'arba happened in Shvat. Shvat is Teruah. What's Teruah? So an interesting idea we find also in the Haftarah this week, which is really a Pella, that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah learns out. How do we know that Teruah means what we say it means? That it means broken sounds. Shvarim. Shvarim Teruah. Where do we learn out that Yom Teruah Yihi Elohem refers to the blowing of the shofar and blowing it with broken sounds of Shvarim Teruah? It's a pasuk in the Haftarah this week that the Gemara quotes in Rosh Hashanah Lama Gimel Amud Beis. Ba'ad hachalon nishkefa, ba'tiyabev eim sisra, ba'ad ho'eshnov. This pasuk literally means that the mother of Sisera was waiting by the window for her son, who had died in battle. Yoel kills him. She's waiting and anxiously for her son to come back, and she sees he's not coming back. Vatiyabev, and she wails. The word vatiyabev, the shayrish is yabava, wailing, crying. So the Gemara says that Yom Teruah, Unkelus translates Teruah as Yabava. So we learn out from Fatiyabev, and Tosfos brings there that she cried, she wailed 100 times. So we blow 100 sounds on Rosh Hashanah. Very strange lima to learn out, Mefarshim ask, the mitzvah nizgava of Tkiyas Shofar of Teruah from the mother of Sisera who's wailing. And we see what a marshaz she was because she... Later she says, perhaps, oh, maybe he didn't come yet because he's busy collecting, he's collecting the loot and he's killing more and more Jews. In the midst of her sorrow, in the midst of her pain, she's consoling herself with the death of more Jews. And from her we learn 100 kailos of Shofar, Atiyabev. And this pasuk, we're not reading this Rosh Hashanah time. We're reading this pasuk smack in the middle of Chodesh Shvat in the month which corresponds to Halleluhu, B'Tzilzalei Seruah, where Chazal learn out that Teruah is Yabava, is the broken sounds of the Shofar. From this pasuk, always read in Chodesh Shvat. What's the idea? Teruah, we know that the Shofar on Rosh Hashanah has various meanings, even though it's Gzeiras HaKosev, Reb Sadia Gaon tells us there are many reasons, there are many thoughts that one is supposed to have, many kavanas one is supposed to have when he hears the sounds of the Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. One of them is Tchias HaMeisim. Because by Tchias HaMeisim, there's a pasuk in Zechariah, a pasuk in Tanakh that tells us that the sound of the Shofar will be blown, then and then the dead will come out. In fact, that's the lashon that the Rambam uses. Benegayah to Shofar, Uru Yishenim Meishinaschem, Bitardei Maschem. So the Teruah, which is Isis Taura, his Oirerus, is me'oirer, and it's mechayim meisim. It's mechayim meisim. It will be mechayim meisim literally, and it's mechayim meisim. The ruchni is tshuva, is tchias hameisim. And as mentioned last week, that those chatoyim that we are misaking during these days of shayvavim, which as a result of those chatoyim we are called meisim, we are meisim yahaleluka. So tikkun shayvavim brings us to tchias hameisim, and therefore the limud that the Gemara learns out. Tchias HaMeisim and HaTorah from Oz Yashir Moshe. Shor Lo Nema Ela Yashir is right here in Parshas B'Shalach, read in the weeks of Shoivav, when we come to the fourth week when the word Shovev is complete. B'Shuv. We transform Shovev to B'Shuv. And we are Zoyche to sing, L'Hoidois L'Shem Kodshecha. That's right, where Tchias HaMeisim is the Shira. The Shira is Tchias HaMeisim. Oz Yashir Moshe B'nei Yisrael, because when one is Mesaka in the Bris HaLoshon and the Bris HaMor, Loshon Hora and Bris Mila, when one is Mesaka and during these weeks, he's Zoichet to Shira and he's Zoichet to Tchias HaMeisim. Oz Yashir Moshe, Shor Lo Nemer El Yashir, Mikam at Tchias HaMeisim in HaTorah. Baruch Ata Hashem Mechaye HaMeisim is Begematria Misham Yikabetzcha Hashem Aleikecha Umisham Yikachecha, which is the Pasuk in Parshas Nitzavim, referring to Kibbutz Galuyos, the Geula, and also Kibbutz Nidachim, this chait, the tikkun for this chait is merumas in the word Kibbutz Kabetz, Mekabetz Nitchei Amo Yisrael, Misham Yikabetzcha Hashem Aleikecha Umisham Yikachecha, equal to the words Baruch Ata Hashem Mechaye HaMeisim. Tchias HaMeisim comes after Kibbutz Galuyos. Literally, Kipshutai, Alpi, most Midrashim, first will be Kibbutz Galuyos, and then comes Tchias HaMeisim. And Beruchnius, it's the same. First we have to be Mekabetz Nedidachim, Mekabetz Nitchei Amo Yisrael, the Tshuva of Tikkun Shoivavim, and then we're Zoichet to Tchias HaMeisim. The Svarim tell us, Sveikos in Amunah come from Pegam HaBris, from Pegam HaBris of Loshen and Ma'or. Balei Lashon Hara lose their Amunah. The Chaitim lose their Amunah. V'lo Yisosuru Achrei Levavchem, which is Minas, which is Apikorsis, comes after the Achrei Einechem. When the Einayim are not used properly, that leads to Sveikus and Amunah. Therefore, right here, it says, V'yaminu b'Hashem u'v'moisha avdoi. Here, as Klal Yisrael is ready to sing, as they're about to say Shira, as they see clearly, no more sfeikas. V'yaminu b'Hashem u'v'moisha avdoi. Here's the Amunah. The Amunah is very strong here. The Amunah, the Shira, the Tchias HaMeisim, it's here. But as Klal Yisrael are working on intensifying their Amunah, of course, the Koiches HaTumah are doing the opposite. That's when Amalek comes to be Matal Sveikas. And Paroi. Paroi is coming after us, even after he sent us. It's not over yet. The Geula is in the midst of taking place. The Geula is intensifying in Parshas B'Shalach, but yet there are still Sveikas. And even among Klal Yisrael, there are Sveikas. Among most of Klal Yisrael, there were still Sveikas. Most of Klal Yisrael was not ready yet for the Geula. And that's why the parasha begins with the words Vayehi, which is a lashon of Tsar, as the Medrash brings down. Although this is the parasha of Geula, there was Tsar, because it wasn't a Geula Shleima. We see that there was still a Golus afterwards. It wasn't a Geula Shleima because Klal Yisrael were in the Mentes Shari Tumah. They did not yet reach the level of Emuna and Kedusha on their own. However, Vachamushim Olu B'nei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Chazal are telling us, on the one hand, 4/5 of Klal Yisrael died out in Makas Choshech, which shows us how low they were. And specifically, those who died during Makas Choshech, it says, were those who didn't want to go out. Which means, they didn't want to go out, they didn't believe they're going to go out. They didn't believe in it. They didn't believe in the Amunah in Geula. But those who are referred to as Bnei Yisrael is always the higher level. Vachamushim olu Bnei Yisrael, there were those that were zoicha to the Shah Hanun of Kedusha, which is Emunah. Shah Hanun is Emunah. It's Lamaylam and Adas. Shah Hanun, that's Adela Yoda. Shah Hanun, that's Emunah, which defies logic. And that was the Madrega that those who were zoicha to here, the Chamushim olu Bnei Yisrael, they had no sveikas. Why? Because Vayikach Moshe's Atzmos Yosef Imoy. Those were those Yidden who were Nizhar in the Midah of Yosef HaTzadik. In Midas HaYisoy, they had no Sveikus. The Torah is telling us, Vachamushim Olu B'nei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim is Tolu in Vayikach Moshe's Atzmos Yosef Imoy. And what Yosef was Mashbiach B'nei Yisrael was that Pokoy Yivkwet Elokim Eschem, there will be a Geula. Believe in it. It might look like it's not going to happen. It might seem like it's never going to happen. But it's going to happen. Yosef was definite. Yosef was a maimon bevados. We find that Yosef, of course, is the tzaddik. Yosef is the shomer bris. Therefore, he has no sveikus. And when the shvatim come to him and they tell him, that they confess, they ask him for mechila. So Yosef says, "Atem chashavtem olai ra, Elohim chashav olai toive." Yosef sees everything in the right way. He sees everything. He has no tainus. Everything is clear to him. He understands the whole picture, why he had to be sold into slavery, and why he was in the bar, and why he was incarcerated. Everything makes sense. It was all Elohim chashav olai toive. There are no kashas. There are no sveikas. And Yosef is the one who consoles the Klal Yisrael after Yaakov's death. And says, just as Yaakov says, he says too, Pakoid Yivkwed Elokim Eschem, there will be a Geula. His great grandson is Yehoshua ben Nun. So Yehoshua ben Nun is the one who's chosen to fight Amalek. Amalek is the Safek. Amalek is the Asher Korcha Baderech, Korcha Miloshen Keri, and Korcha also Miloshen Mikra Ba'alma. Mikra, coincidence. Keri leads to coincidence. Keri, Begematria, Shoivev. The Pagam of Keri leads to Mikra. It leads to, literally, it leads to people losing their Amuna and believing, instead of believing in Ashgacha, believing in coincidence. It's a coincidence. Ashakorcha Baderech. That's Amalek. Amalek is the Loichem Keneged the Midah of Yisoid. He's the Loichem Keneged Amuna. He's the Loichem who says, don't believe. It's not going to happen. He's matul sofik. Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu emoyin or not. So therefore, who is chosen to fight Amalek? Davka Yehoshua. Yehoshua, who's Mizera Yosef. Yehoshua, we find, was very nizer in Bris HaLoshon. Because Yehoshua did not say one bad word about Eretz Yisrael. He was not part of the Chet HaMeraglim. So Yehoshua was nizer in Bris HaLoshon. Yehoshua was zeicha to be the one to take Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. And also, he was the one who circumcises Klal Yisrael on Yud Aleph Nisan, as mentioned last week, which is the 11th day of Nisan, corresponding to the 11th month of Shvat, which was Makas Arba. Yehoshua is the one who mouths Klal Yisrael. That's the dam that Paroi sees, Ru'u Kiro Neged Peneichem, that's the dam Mila. Yehoshua, Veshuv Moil Es B'nei Yisrael, Shein, said the Gemara says in Yevamis, that Yehoshua was the one who circumcised B'nei Yisrael and also did Priya on them, which till then they only had Mila, and he introduced them to the mitzvah of Priya, according to the Gemara in Yevamis. Why? Because Yehoshua was the Shomer HaBris, Yehoshua is the Einikol of Yosef HaTzadik, and Yehoshua has the capability to fight Amalek. Says Reb Tzadik HaKoyen writes in his, he has a sefer called Divrei Chaloimos, that were all said to him in a dream. And every piece he says, what night he dreamt this piece. He has an amazing piece there in Divrei Chaloimos, Perek Chav Beis, where he discusses some aspects of this week's Haftorah. Yovin Melech Kenoan. He says that Yovin Melech Kenoan was the Le'umazeh of Yehoshua ben Nun. He says, Yehoshua was the Shomer HaBris, Yehoshua was a tzaddik, and a tzaddik is only one who is Nizer, and Yavin was his counterpart. Yavin is in Tumah, what Yehoshua was in Kedusha, Yavin was in Tumah. He says, Yavin is Rosh HaTevis, Yehoshua ben Nun with a Yud. The Yud, that's the spark of Kedusha that Yavin took out from Klal Yisrael, which later, as a result of the Mulchama here, which we'll get to in a moment, he loses the Yud, and then he is killed. And his general is Sisera. And we find here that the heroine here in the story, of course, is Devaira. And it says Devaira was sitting under a date tree. The Hiyoshev es tachas toimer Devaira. Why was she sitting under a date tree? So Chazal, the Gemara in Megillah says, so that there shouldn't be a Shaila of Yichud. She was a woman, and she was a shayfetes, and everyone came to her. So she purposely sat under a tamar, which where the branches are in such a way that there's no yichud. That's what the Gemara says in Megillah. It's interesting. There are two opinions, probably both, and both correct, obviously, which Mifsfarim bring, who Devaira was. According to one opinion, she was a Gilgal of Tzipaira. Rhymes, but that's not why, I'm sure. It's not because it rhymes, but she was the Gilgal of Tzipaira. And Tzipaira was always upset that she wasn't there when the Jews said Shira. She didn't experience the Shira of Oz Yashir. She wasn't by the Yamsuf. She was sent back to Midian before Moshe even got to Mitzrayim. Tzipaira is Nisgalgal in Devaira, who later says Shira. She says Shira here to make up for the Hishtoikakus that Tzipaira had for not being there when Klal Yisrael said Shira by the Yam. But the Pella is more than that. It's not just that, if one thinks about it. That Devaira was Zoicha, that her Shira is always said at the same time that Klal Yisrael say every year, Shabbos Pashas B'Shalach, we read the Shira. We read it with a minyan from a Sefer Torah. At the same time, with Haftorah is the Shira of Devaira according to everyone, even according to the Sfardim, who don't read the first part. We, Ashkenazim, we reread the entire story, Perek Dalet and Perek Hei. The Sfardim only read Perek Hei, but we both read the Shira. So the Devaira was Zoicha that her Shira is read every year, Shabbos Parshas, B'Shalach, Shabbos Shira, together with the Shira of Oz Yashir. So Tzipaira is the Devaira. Tzipaira was the one who saves Moshe Rabbeinu because of Mila. Vatichrois Tzipaira Tzor. Vatichrois is Arlaz Benah. So Tzipaira is the one who circumcises her son, as the Degel Machaneh Ephraim says, is hinted in her name. Tzipaira is Tzor, that's Arak, and Peh B'Gematria Mila. She took Arak, Vatikach Tzipaira Tzor, and she cut the Arla of her son. She performed the mitzvah of Bris Mila, and as the Farshim say, she did Priya also. So Vatikach, according to the opinion that it wasn't done later by Yehoshua, Vatikach Tzipaira Tzor, so she was the one who did Mila on her son, and she saves Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the Inyan of Mila, which is always read in Shemais, the first Shabbos of Shoivavim. So Tzipaira comes back as Devaira, and Devaira is Zoicha to sing. Devaira is Oisius Hadibur. Hadibur, which is the Tikkun of Bris HaLashon. Bris HaLashon, the Tikkun of Bris HaLashon is to be able to say Shira, as mentioned before. One can say Shira when he's Nizer, not to say the wrong things, not to be Menavel Piv, not to speak Lashon Hara, and so on. He's Mesakein his Dibur, and the two go together. The two Brisos can only work hand in hand. Bris HaLashon connected Bris HaMor. So Tzipaira, Devaira, Tzipaira is Vatichrois is Oil Azbena. Later she's Devaira who sings the Shira, which is the Tikkun of Pagam HaBris. Others say that Devaira was Tamar. Tamar, even though she met L'Shem Shamayim, of course, and it's similar to the story in the Haftarah with Yoel, with the Navera L'Shma, with Sisra, Tamar, L'maisa, is referred to in Chumash as a Kedesha, Rachmanu, Ayei HaKedesha, Hibo Einayim Al Adorech, which is L'Chayra, and you know, Pagam in this area. Tamar comes back as Devaira, and V'hi Yosheves Tachas Toimer, Devaira sits bedafka under a date tree. Tamar, the same Isis as Tamar. She's Mesaka in the Chait of Tamar here, because she's Nizer in Yichud, so she's Mesaka in the Pagama Bris of Tamar, of the one who she was before, by judging everyone under the Tamar. But there's also what Chazal tell us, as we know from the Zohar as well, that only a Tzaddik, only someone who's Nizer in these Inyonim is called a Tzaddik. Tzadik katomar yifroch, tells us the Pasuk. Tzadik katomar yifroch. V'hi oysheves tachas toimer devoira. Toimer is Rosh HaTevis, tesha meyois rechev, the 900 chariots of Sisra mentioned here in the story that devoira and Barak defeat is in the schus of her being Nizer in the shmira of Tamar, of Toimer. V'hi oysheves tachas toimer, she's mesakein the chet of Tamar. Tells us that the Reb Tzadik there in that piece says that Yehoshua ben Nun was zoicha to conquer Eretz Yisrael because Yehoshua ben Nun did not speak ill about Eretz Yisrael. It's interesting that if one speaks Lashon Hara, yes, he doesn't say, this is a Hosafa, I'm adding to what he says, If one speaks Lashon Hara, the punishment for speaking Lashon Hara is Yadua, is Ma'achilin Oysoi Gachalei Risomim, which is the same Oysoi as Tmarim. The opposite of Tamar is Roysem, the hot coals that the Pasuk says in Shir HaMaalos Al Hashem Batzorosoli. They always say, Chitzei Gibor Shenunim Im Gachalei Risomim. That's what's given to someone who speaks Lashon Hara. Where do we see that Lashon Hara has to do with that? Because Rashi himself brings in Pashas Masei, and the Torah tells us all the names of the places that the Jews traveled from and to. It says there, Vayachanu Berisma. What's Risma? There was no such place. But it's called Risma. Al Shem Lashon Hara Shel Meraglim. Shenema, Mayita and Lachom, Mayosef Lashon Remiya, Chitze Gibor Shenunim, and Gachale Risomim. So Lashon Hara has to do with Risomim. Tikkun HaLashon is Tmorim, that Tzadik HaTomar Yifrach. So Yahushua Benun, Yahushua is the Tzadik, Yovin Melech Kenoan is the Le'umazah of Yahushua in Bris, and Sisra in Lashon. Sisra, the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva is an Einikol of Sisra, Mibnei Bonav Shel Sisra, according to one Girsa, it's not Haman, it's Sisra. Mibnei Bonav Shel Sisra, Lomdu Torah, V'umaru Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva, who is the Moshe Rabbeinu of Torah Shebal Peh, the Gematria Mila, which Torah Shebal Peh is the Tikkun for Pegam HaLashon, the Tikkun for Pegam HaBris, as mentioned last week. So Rabbi Akiva comes from Sisra. Sisra is the Le'umazah of Bris HaLashon. And Yovin and Sisra together are defeated in this Haftorah. And the Pasuk tells us here that Yovin is Melech Kena'an Asher Molach B'Chotzoyer. He ruled in the city of Chotzor. Chotzor is a city that it says in Sefer Yehoshua, Kapitel Yud Aleph. It's interesting. It's Kapitel Yud Aleph. It's Pasuk Yud Aleph. And we're talking now in the Chodesh HaYud Aleph, which Yehoshua ben Nun, and he was Maal Klal Yisrael on Yud Aleph of Chodesh Nisan. In that Pasuk, we're told that Chotzor was totally burnt. Chotzor. And Rashi brings down there that Yahushua had a Kabbalah from Moshe Rabbeinu that Chotzor should be completely burnt, unlike other cities. The Pasuk there says, Chotzor is Rosh HaMamlochos. It was like the capital of all the kingdoms, of all the cities in Eretz Yisrael, and Yahushua burns it to a crisp. So there, Reb Tzadok writes that Chotzor is Pegam HaBris. He says it's Pegam HaYisoy. It has to be totally burnt. What he doesn't say, again, I'm being Moisef, is Chotzor is Oisius Roitzeach. Chotzer is written with a vav. Even if it wasn't written with a vav, it's also Eishiv's Reitzayach. Which this pagam is a person whose nichshal is called a Reitzayach. That's Kayin. Kayin is the first Reitzayach. Which Sisra, Kiyadua, Sisra was a Gilgal of Kayin, as it says in this forum. So Chotzer is Reitzayach. Chotzer had to be totally burnt, but later obviously it was rebuilt. And Yovin ruled over Chotzer again later. And here he gets his final Ma'apala here. Through Devaira, the Gilgal of Tzipayru, or the Gilgal of Tamar, which is another connection that this Haftarah has to the parasha, because here we read how Yahushua is chosen to fight Amalek. Yahushua, the Shomer HaBris, Yahushua, who does not speak Lashon Hara, Yahushua, who's very careful with his eyes, is Zoyche to fight Amalek. He's the one that's chosen to begin the first battle by Yachlosh Yehoshua as Amalek, as Amoy, and to strengthen the Amunah of Klal Yisrael, which was falling as a result of their encounter with Amalek. So in this Shira of the Devaira, she says, aim Sisra. The Zohar says that the mother of Sisra was a chachama. She was very smart. She also was a machashefes. She was a machashefa. And she used koiches hatuma to see whether or not her son is alive. Ba'ad hachaloin, the Zohar says, ba'ad hachaloin, b'chuchmasa. But perhaps we can say a different pshat. Every pasuk obviously has many, many perushim. And even when we're talking about a marshas, the pasuk itself could be used also mitzad hakedusha. Aim Sisra could also be referring to the Shechina. We find many times the Shechina is called Aima Ilo'a. Bina is referred to as Aim Sisra. Ba'ad achaloi nishkuf avatiyabev Aim Sisra. The mother, which is the Shechina, wails and cries and waits by the window. Mashkiach ba'ad achaloi nois. Ba'ad ha'eshnov. Mefarshim ask, why is a window here called an eshnov? A very, very uncommon word, found only one other time in Mishlei. Ha'eshnov is begematria Mashiach. Ba'ad ha'eshnov is begematria Mashiach ben David. The Shechina waits and wails and cries for the coming of Mashiach. Madua boishesh rich boy love. Why is he delaying? Why isn't he here already? Madua echeru pame markevoisav. Just like in Tuma, the Aim Sisera is waiting for her son, is waiting for the Reitzeach. She's waiting for the Russia, for the Poygain. The Shechina, referred to as Aim, as mentioned before, Tuma is Safek. Kedusha is Vadai. Havadai Shmo, you came to Hilosai. If I Yavarach Bavaras Hashem, is Rosh Hatevis Vadai. A Yid has to be Vadai. There are no Sveikas. Vadai Shmo, it's Yudua, that Shmo is the Shechina. Who is Shmo? Who is the Abishta himself? Shmo is the Shechina. Aim Sisra is Begamatria Vadai Shmo. The Shechina cries, the Shechina wails for the coming of Mashiach, for the Geula. And therefore, this pasuk could serve as the source for the truer of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Truah Yehalachem, Yom Yabava Yehalachem. Every year on Rosh Hashanah, we know one of the kavanas, besides Tchias HaMeisim, one of the kavanas of the truer is Bias HaMashiach, Kibbutz Golias and Bias HaMashiach. We wail, we cry, we ask Hashem, Madu Aboishesh Richbay Lovey, why is he being delayed? Why is another year coming and he's still not here? And this pasuk we're reading now in Chodesh Shvat, in the midst of Shavuot, which Tikkun Shavuot is the Tikkun which is going to bring us to Yemei Hamashiach. The Truah reminds us of the Malchus of Hashem. That's why we have to say the 10th Psukim of Malchus on Rosh Hashanah, which one of the Psukim is in this week's Parash Hashem, Yimloich Lo'olam Vo'ed. We find ourselves today in the same predicament as then. Just like in those days, while the Geula is mamish upon us and taking place, there are sveikas. There are four kitos in Klal Yisrael. There are those who say, let's go back. There are those who say, let's jump into the sea, which meant they wanted to commit suicide. Not talking about those who really wanted to go in and follow what Hashem wanted them to do. Those who said, let's give up. Or those who said, let's fight. Or those who said, let's cry, let's daven. But the ones that passed the test were the ones that had total emunah, and they just followed Ein Lanu Ela Divrei Ben Amram, and they went into the water, like Nachshon Ben Aminadav, Ukayotze Bezeh, some say the entire Shevet Yehuda, or Shevet Binyamin. They listened and they went, and clearly also Yehoshua was in that category. Today the Satan is matal sveikas. Sveikas, most Yidden today don't have sveikas in most of the Ikrei Emunah. But sveikas in Bias HaMashiach, sveikas in Tchias HaMeisim, you hear people say sometimes. Yeah, we heard that last year, we heard it 10 years ago, my grandfather used to say that. Yeah. You really believe it, doesn't really mean literal, maybe it's just it's a medrash. Sveikas, as it's happening, there are sveikas. The Amalek today is matal sveikas, in Bias HaMashiach, Matal Sveikas in Tchias HaMeisim, Matal Sveikas in Schava Einish. And it's very difficult, because the Hester Panim is so great that it's very hard not to have Sveikas. And that's why the Nisoyin of today is Amunah Dafka. The Amunah, which is the Shar HaNun of Kedusha. The Hepech is Shar HaNun of Tumah, which is Kfira. Now is the time to strengthen the Midah of Tzadik, Shoivavim, when one works on these. The tikkunim of Tikkun Shavuot leads us to be a vadai in our emunah. That's why right after the shira comes the pasuk and tells us vayavoyu elima visham shteim esrei einois mayim v'shivim tmorim. 12 wells of water referred to as einois. Einois from the word ayin. The Einois were Bishleimus, and therefore there was Zaycha to be Tamarim, Vishivim Tamarim, Sadek HaTamar Yifrach. We know that in the Shema Yisrael there's a large Ayin. It's called the Ayin Rabosi. Rabosi is the Oisius Bris, the Bris of Ayin. And then there's a large Dalit, that's Dalit Rabosi. Dalit is Dibur. The Ayin and the Dibur, that's the Bris HaLoshan and the Bris HaMor. That's in the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. When one is Mesakein, these two brisais, he is zeichet to the shleimus of emuna, which is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So that's why, amazingly, these two words, v'shivim timorim, tamar, tzadik ha-tamar yifrach, tamar devayra, v'shivim timorim is begematria exactly, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We're hapech from resamim, gachalei resamim to timorim. Shivim is ayin, shivim is 70. That's what we mentioned last week, which we didn't have a chance to finish. Among many diyukim, why Chodesh Shvat is called Ashtei Osar. Ashtei begins with an ayin. The Gemara learns out from there called Amosiv Goireya. If you add to the word Shtei, Shtei Osar is 12. You add an ayin, you get 11. So you go down. It seems like you're going down. You're going from 12 to 11. Called Amosiv Goireya. But the Svarim tell us, the ayin, if a person is shomer his eyes, then the ayin is at the beginning. If not, it's at the end. Nega. Nega ends with an ayin. Person who's poigain, unfortunately, it becomes nega. Tzaras, which is lashon hara. But if a person is misakein, the ayin goes to the beginning, becomes oineg. Ein lemailame oineg. That's why the chodesh of Shvat, which is the chodesh of Shoivavim, is zoiche that the ayin is at the beginning. Ashtei osa. The ayin comes to the beginning of the word. Because the shintof yud stands for yemei tikun shoivavim. Which by Makas Arba, dafka by Arba, which takes place in Shvat, as mentioned last week, the pasuk uses the word laman shisi oisoisai eile bekirboi. Shisi is the oisius yemei tikun shoivavim. Where also, as mentioned last week, we take the ayin out of the word paroi, switch it with an aleph, that's what becomes Arba. If you take the ayin out of Pari and you put it before Shisi, before Shtei, you get Ashtei. That's the Chodesh of Ashtei Osa, which is Chodesh Shvat. The Chodesh of Parnosa, which is why the Parsha of the Mon comes right afterwards, because Tikkun Shoivavim, Tikkun Abris is a Tikkun for Parnosa. Everyone wants Parnosa. Everyone does all different schools for Parnosa, and they're all great. But one Tikkun that it mentions all in all the Svarim is Davka, the Tikkun of Shoivavim. Tikkun Abris is the Tikkun for Parnosa. Hazon es hakoil, umeitiv la koil. Those who are nizer in the middle of kol, kichol bashamayim uva'oretz. In the pasuk, the Hashem agadula v'hagavura v'atiferes, which is the pasuk of Vayivarech David es Hashem vaday. So there we have all the seven midos. So the sixth midos, kichol bashamayim uva'oretz, which is midas hayesoid. And what's a pella is that the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Nun Ches, the Gemara tells us when it talks about this pasuk, Ki choyl bashamayim v'oretz, zu melchemes Sisra. The melchama of Sisra, the melchama that takes place in the Haftorah here, was against the midah of Yisoid. And therefore, the Vaira, the Tzadekes, the Gilgal of Tzipoira and of Tamar, she and her husband Barak, Eshes Lapidois, Lapidois is Esh, with the Esh of Kedusha, we get rid of the Tumah of Yavin, which is connected Yehoshua ben Nun and Sisra, the two brisais. And it's interesting too that in this song, the Vayera mentions that the stars fought Sisra and Yavin. Min Shamayim Nilchamu Hak Mikaychavim Mimisilaisam. No other war do we find anywhere that was fought also by the stars. That's why they cursed Meirois, one star that wasn't Mishtate. Min Shamayim Nilchamu HaKeichavim Memesiloisam. Keichav is Rosh HaTevis. Kichoyel Bashamayim Uva'oretz. Which is Midas HaYesoid. And in that tikkun is Toloi Bias HaMashiach. Midas Yesoid is Begamatria Misham Yikabetzcha. Umisham Yikachecha. Midas Yesoid is Begamatria Umisham Yikachecha. Also equal to the words HaMelech HaMashiach Ben David. HaMelech HaMashiach ben David comes through the tikkun of Midas Yisoid. And then we're going to sing the 10th Shira. Oz Yashir Moshe, Chazal tell us that there will be a 10th song that will be sung when Mashiach will come. Oz Yashir Yud Shir, because then there will be the tikkun B'Shleimus, Kibbutz Golias will be B'Shleimus, Chiyas HaMesim B'Shleimus, Shira B'Shleimus. The 10th Shira will take the Yud out of the word Yavin. Yavin, which is Rosh HaTevis, Yehoshua ben Nun, the Yud will be removed. The Yud, which is the Ois of Kedusha. Ka Yoshiacha Me'atzas Meraglin, Ki Beka Hashem Tzura Ilonim, as the Zohar says, that the Ois is Yudke, a Keneged Yisoid, Keneged Chachma Bina, Keneged Yisoid, that was added to Yehoshua, to his name. And if you hear, he's called Yehoshua even before that already. He's called Yehoshua. despite that by Amalek it says Kiyod al Kes Ka here at the end of the parasha, Kiyod al Kes Ka Melcham al Hashem b'Amalek, because as long as Amalek is around, the name is not Bishleimus. We should talk about Zeichet to the Mesakin during this time. We should be Zeichet to Tchias Hamesim and to be able to sing Shira. And to strengthen our emunah, despite what we see, despite what we hear, despite what we read, a yid has to be vaday. Vayaminu b'Hashem uv'moisha avdai is b'gematria Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim comes with emunah, with no sfeikos. There should be no suffer that Yerushalayim belongs to Klal Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael belongs to Klal Yisrael. No sfeikos. And that Mashiach is coming, and that there's going to be Tchias HaMesim, and there's going to be Kibbutz Golias, and it's nearer, it's sooner than we can imagine. And the same Nisoyan that they had then, Kimeit Seischam, Eretz Mitzrayim, Arenon and Floyd, is now too. And that's the Truah of Shvat, because Shvat, we start to feel it already. In Shvat, we already feel the upcoming Yamim Tovim, and perhaps the inyan of the Truah in Shvat also is just like we know Chamisha Asa Ba'av, we start getting ready for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, for Sukkot. Chamisha Asa Ba'av is Begamatria Ksiva V'Achsima Toiva. Starting Chamisha Asa B'Shvat, there's much greater Hachonis, because not only do we have to prepare Chamisha Asa B'Shvat for Purim, there's also Pesach, which is preparation for Shavuos, and on Tu B'Shvat, the Arizal taught us, we're supposed to have in mind that we should be Zeichet to a Esroig Mehudar, to a Pre-Eitz Hadar, which starts on Tu B'Shvat, when the sap begins to flow through the tree. So Tu B'Shvat is already the Hachana for all the upcoming Yamim Tovim, from Tu B'Shvat straight through Shavuos and even beyond, even into Sukkot. So now the Trua, just like we have the Tkiyas Shofar of Chodesh Elul to wake us up to get ready for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, now the Trua is even on a higher level. It has to wake us up even more, because there are more Yamim Tovim, more Yamei Aliyah coming after this than even then. And that's why the true as Merumas does dafka here, that Tiyabev Aim Sisra in the Haftarah of Bishalach, of this parasha which is always read in Chodesh Shvat. Just like in Makas Arba, they already felt the Geula, which Arba was in Shvat, as mentioned last week. There's another diuk, and that is that the Arba were plunged into the Yamsuf by Yiska'ehu Yama Suf, which we find by no other Makkah. The Arba were plunged into the Yamsuf. That already prepared the Yamsuf for Kriyas Yamsuf. The fact that Makas Arba ends by the Yamsuf, Yiska'ehu Yom Asuf, which that Makkah takes place in Shvat, which is the Truah, Ashrei Ha'am Yodei Zeruah, that means that in Shvat, which is Makas Arba, we already feel the upcoming Makkah is the future Makkah, the future Yamim Tovim, and the level of Emunah that Klal Yisrael reached by the Yamsuf Davka. Vayaseh Elokim Esom Derech Hamidbar Yamsuf, so that Vachamushim Olu B'nai Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim, to be Zeichet to the Shar Hanun, they had to go to the Yamsuf. The Yamsuf is where they were Zeichet to the Shar Hanun. That's where it says Vayaminu B'Hashem B'Moshe Avdoi. But it started by Makas Arba. By Makas Arba already, they were experiencing the Nisim of the Yamsuf, Ayiskoehu Yom Asuf, the Shar Hanun, true of the Gematria Shar Hanun, which is the level of Amunah that they reached by the Yamsuf. So too, every year in Shvat, we start to already get the Ha'ora of the Yemei Adar Nisan, Iyar, Sivan that are coming up, all the Yemei Aliyah that are coming up starting after Tu B'Shvat, which this Shabbos is the Shabbos before Tu B'Shvat, so we already feel Tu B'Shvat is Shabbos. The Shivim Tamarim, the Vayoyrehu Hashem Eitz, as it says in the Pasuk, Vayitzak El Hashem, Vayoyrehu Hashem Eitz, that's the Eitz of Tu B'Shvat, the Ayin of Teves and the Tzadik of Shvat, those are the two letters of Teves and Shvat, Ayin Tzadik Eitz, Vayorehu Hashem Eitz, the Eitz of Tu B'Shvat. Vayitzak El Hashem, that's the Tzo'oka of the days of Shoivavim. Vayitzak El Hashem, Vayorehu Hashem Eitz, Vayashlech El Hamayim is B'gematria Sekademenu Bircha is Toiv, which is Rosh Tevis Tevis, as mentioned in previous weeks, the pasuk that talks about Mashiach. But it was Chus of our Tzo'oka, which is Shoivavim, Vayorehu Hashem Eitz, that's Tu B'Shvat, Vayimtuku Hamoyim, the dinim are sweetened, Haptokas Hadinim, Vayimtuku Hamoyim, the only time in the Chumash ever that the word Mesik, Mosaik, sweet, appears, is here in this Pasuk, Vayimtuku Hamoyim, referring to the Hamtoka of the bitter water, the Hamtoka of the Midas Hadin of Teves, till Tu B'Shvat, starting Tu B'Shvat is Hamtokas Hadinim, we should be Zeichet to Hamtokas Hadinim, and we should be Zeichet to the Geula, and to take the lessons of the Trua, the Tzilzalei Serua, the Tzilzalei means just the sounds of the faraway sounds of the Truah, which we could already hear now on Tu B'Shvat, and we should be Zeichet HaKadosh this year. we should celebrate Tu B'Shvat in the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi and partake from the Peiros HaOretz.